This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a major update about Isaiah Hartenstein and his new contract with the Knicks. As most of us already know, multiple teams are targeting iHeart, looking to add him to their roster. However, according to multiple NBA insiders, they finally helped reveal the contract that Isaiah Hartenstein wants. And according to them, he's looking for a long-term contract. And that's very good news for the Knicks. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Isaiah Hartenstein prefers a long-term contract. If you're the Knicks, you have to be happy with that report. One of the priorities for the Knicks going into this offseason is re-signing OG Anunoby and re-signing Isaiah Hartenstein. Mitchell Robinson going down during our season basically was a death nail to the Knicks. We didn't know what to expect, and we definitely didn't think we were going to reach all the way to the second seed of the Eastern Conference Finals. Insert iHeart, everything changes. Not only did he step up in Mitchell Robinson's absence, he thrived. He became the starting center we always needed. He gave us the defense that Robinson gives us. Not the same level, but still a very good degree of it. But he also gives us offense. His floater shot inside the paint is getting very good. And with that type of offense, it draws defenders near him, which allows the paint to open up a little bit for your drivers and Julius Randle, and of course, your superstar in Jalen Brunson. Bringing him back is the most important thing. And thanks to these latest reports from these NBA insiders, they help confirm that iHeart is exactly looking for a long-term extension. According to Fred Katz of The Athletic, he states, Hartenstein's preference, according to league sources, is to find the long-term security, not high-risk, high-reward instability. That's why the Knicks are a perfect fit for him this offseason. If Hartenstein were to resign, the Knicks would intend to keep him as the starter moving forward. The rest of the league seems to view him as a first stringer too, even if he's played that role only for a season. I know a lot of Knicks fans were wondering, they were curious, if Robinson and iHeart were both healthy, would Robinson start over iHeart next season, or would Hartenstein still start? Well, thankfully, we have our answer. If the Knicks bring back iHeart, they do not intend to bring him back off the bench. They intend for him to continue being the starting center. That means Mitchell Robinson will continue to come off the bench. In my opinion, Mitchell Robinson off the bench, your backup center, having such a long history of injury concerns, that's a concern for me. And that's why, in my opinion, if the Knicks re-sign iHeart, they should trade Mitchell Robinson to try to get another impactful player on this team. Because having a backup center that misses so many games, it really doesn't make sense to me. What makes more sense to me is drafting a center that we can have backup iHeart, back him up consistently, and play major minutes just in case iHeart goes down with an injury or an illness or something like that. The Knicks need to prepare for the future, and drafting rookies like that is only going to help this team. But when we're talking about iHeart, what potential deal will the Knicks offer him? Well, thanks to Fred Katz, he polled some NBA executives, and we have the following information from him. According to Katz, a two-year offer from the Knicks would max out at $33.7 million. A three-year one couldn't be more than $52.4 million. And a four-year deal, the longest contract the Knicks could offer Hartenstein, would be capped at $72.5 million. The median and most common response given to Katz from all of the NBA executives he polled about iHeart basically stated that if they were the Knicks, the top offer they would give iHeart would be 4 years, $72.5 million, which again is the longest contract offer the Knicks can give iHeart anyways. So now that we know that the longest contract the Knicks can offer Isaiah Hartenstein is 4 years, $72.5 million, what if another team that's interested in iHeart comes over the Knicks' head and offers him more money over a year-to-year basis? Will he run toward the money or will he stay loyal to the Knicks? The funny part is, Hartenstein has been in this position before when he was with the Clippers. And during that time, he was going to choose to stay with the Clippers, even if it meant giving up a lot of money in the process. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information. According to him, Isaiah Hartenstein stated that had the Clippers offered him the mid-level exception, he would have stayed, even though he could have made more elsewhere. And if you were wondering what teams could potentially be interested in adding iHeart to their roster this offseason, according to Katz, teams with meaningful cap space this summer include the Philadelphia 76ers, the Detroit Pistons, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Utah Jazz, and possibly the Charlotte Hornets. Though, not all of these franchises would enter the sweepstakes for Isaiah Hartenstein. When push comes to shove, it's clear. Isaiah Hartenstein's going to focus on loyalty. He's going to focus on the people that helped him get here, that helped him become a starter. That's the Knicks. That's not all of these other teams. And looking at those other teams that actually have cap space and potentially could add iHeart during this offseason, let's take a look at that list again. The 76ers, they have Joel Embiid. They are not going to add iHeart. Next, the Detroit Pistons. Detroit, you think that iHeart would leave his winning situation in New York to go to Detroit? Next, Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, this one is the only team on the list that fears me just a little bit. Because if you look at Oklahoma City, they can give iHeart basically everything the Knicks can give him. The only thing is, maybe you have to question whether he would start or not. Because in my opinion, I think Chet should be the power forward. And if they add iHeart and pay him all that money, he should start right alongside Chet Holmgren. Because in my opinion, having that as your front court would be a very dynamic duo. iHeart gives you those rebounds, he gets you those blocks, and Chet stretches that entire unit out. That means as a defense, when you're trying to go against OKC, you're not going to know what to do. iHeart gives you that. And like I said, his offense in the paint cannot be understated. The fact that he can give you that floater shot in the paint, it opens up lanes. And if he was part of OKC, imagine what OKC could do with open lanes, given the level of talent they have on that roster. SGA with more room to work with? That sounds like a lethal combination. That's why, for me, they're the only team you have to worry about. But at least according to recent reports, OKC wants to give Isaiah Hartenstein more money, but over the short term, not a long-term contract. And as we just heard, his preference is a long-term deal, even if that means leaving a few million dollars on the table. If they're going to offer him $80 million or something like that over 2-3 years, and iHeart can get 4 years, $72.5 million from the Knicks, he's going to stay with the Knicks because the dollar amount is not enough to make him want to leave his situation right now. This is a winning situation. Not many teams are going to be able to pry away Isaiah Hartenstein. OKC is legitimately the only threat. You take them out of the mix, only New York makes sense for iHeart. The Knicks right now, when fully healthy, with Isaiah Hartenstein as part of the roster, could potentially go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. That means if they add the right piece during this offseason, they could go all the way to the NBA Finals. That's what I would call being one or two pieces away from contention. That's where the Knicks are right now. iHeart is a very big piece to that. The Knicks need to do everything in their power to retain him and sign him to a long-term contract to remain the starting center for this Knicks team. And it sounds like that's exactly what Leon Rose and this Knicks front office is going to do. That's their priority. I understand other teams around the league want iHeart. They might desire him. They might like his skill set, but too bad. You had your chance a few years ago and you dropped the ball. And where you dropped the ball, the Knicks picked it up. And we're never dropping that ball again. iHeart is part of this team. He is a very special player. He's a key player for this roster. And without him on this team, the Knicks would struggle to try to fill that void. We need to re-sign him. The Knicks know that. They're going to do that. 4 years, $72.5 million. Book it. That's going to be Isaiah Hartenstein's next contract with the Knicks. And once it's announced, I'm going to be smiling from ear to ear because that's a priority the Knicks need to handle. And once they take care of it, they can move on to bigger moves, better moves, more impactful moves. You know, those superstar trade type of moves. That's what I'm waiting for. But we have to do it step by step. First, iHeart, then OG Anunoby, potentially Jalen Brunson. And then we're looking at the coach and Tom Thibodeau. Once we have all of that ironed out, we're then going to look at what targets potentially could be available for a trade. Leon Rose knows exactly what he's doing. He has been leading this Knicks ship the right way since he took over as president of basketball operations. And this offseason is his time to shine. All of the assets that we have, the contracts that we have, the players that we have, ask yourself this question. You don't think Leon Rose is going to make another major move? The only question that should be on your mind is what player the Knicks are going to trade for. Just be patient and wait, because sooner or later, Leon Rose is going to show his hand and we're going to see exactly who the Knicks are going to go after. But what about you guys? What do you think about these recent reports indicating that Isaiah Hartenstein's preference is to have long-term security and get a long-term contract? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.